Good morning, everyone. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Savior. Jesus is Lord. May your hearts be stirred and moved as we celebrate Palm Sunday and meditate in a very personal way on the necessary, horrific events of Good Friday as well. With coronavirus changing our lives, these programs have been recorded in advance. Major Gord Armstrong was in the studio on March the 20th, and I on March the 23rd. Our producer, Steve Ritchie, continues to intricately put our programs together throughout this time period. Thank you, Steve. Please check with your local churches, including the Salvation Army Community Churches, as to whether they will have worship services today.
Now is the time to worship.
Our thanks to the Salvation Army Band from Bristol, England, and the Salvation Army Songsters from Chicago, London, and Pasadena, California, for the preceding selections. Helen reads for us now the account of Palm Sunday as recorded in Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And may the good Lord continue to freely give us new insights and blessings as we read his precious holy word.
Thank you, Helen, for reminding us from the Holy Scriptures of these events leading up to this climactic week in the earthly life of Jesus. We will now hear from that world-class male sextet, the King Singers, "Is It Nothing to You?"
Is it nothing to you that one day Jesus came, all our sorrow and suffering to share? He came as the light of new hope for the world in the day of its darkest despair. Is it nothing to you that his cross speaks our shame? Is it nothing to you for whose cleansing he guilt made his Calvary and pierced his hands through? Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing? Nothing to you? Is it nothing to you that one day Jesus came, giving love of his measureless more? So richly he poured out his limitless life, when he answered a pitiful call. Is it nothing to you that his cross speaks our shame? Is it nothing to you for whose cleansing he came, that our guilt made his Calvary and pierced his hands through? Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing? Nothing to you? Is it nothing to you that one day Jesus died, that men mocked him and heedless passed by? No sorrow was there like the sorrow he bore when they stoned him and left him to die. Is it not? cleansing he came, that our guilt laid his Calvary and pierced his hands through. Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing, nothing to you? Is it nothing to you that today Jesus saves, though we stand all condemned before God? He carries our sin on his own loving heart, and he saves by his blood. Is it nothing to you that his cross speaks our shame? Is it nothing to you for whose cleansing he came, that our guilt made his Calvary and pierced his hands through? Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing? Nothing to you?
As we contemplate Palm Sunday and what followed, let us make sure, by our own repentance, solid belief, and daily following, that the Lord knows our pure heart and not the outward feelings of the Hosanna crowd who so readily abandoned our Savior. O Lord, know my heart.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will, Thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I?
Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.
The Salvation Army is deeply thankful for its many donors from all areas, walks of life, and denominations. We will now hear from a Roman Catholic lady, a retired educator from Nova Scotia, Dr. Martha Jodry.
I give to the Salvation Army because they're doing what all the rest of us should be doing every day of our lives, giving. They're loving to others. They give them shelter, food, education, direction, support, emotional support, physical support, mental support, everything. Well, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing for each other? Somehow we've forgotten that. That's what impressed me when I was 6 years old and saw them for the first time. They're just as dedicated now as they were when Catherine and William Booth started the organization in the what? Later 1800s, was it? When I donate to the Salvation Army, I feel that we're really honoring our promise to God that we are helping others.